Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a charge for $67.32 on 12/9, and I don't know what that's
for. Okay, yes, ma'am. I can assist you with that. Can you provide your zip code for me?
70737.
That is 70737.
70737.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, and your first and last name?
Dawn Meir.
I'm sorry?
Dawn Meir.
Okay. Okay, so I do see an accounting here for you. Can you verify that shipping address or that email for me?
40461 Black Bayou Extension, Gonzales, Louisiana.
Okay, thank you so much.
Charge for $5.74 on the 4th.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, my apologies. My system is moving very slow at the moment. Just give me 1 second. Okay, so on 12/4, December 4th, do you recall going in and placing an order for a cure set?
For what?
A cure set.
And
it's actually, okay, it actually does look like that it was a drawing for that cure set. As well as I do see that when the order was placed, that the full address wasn't entered in. So we do take fraud very seriously. So what I would have to do is I'm going to go in and get this canceled first so it's not try to bill you anything else moving forward. And once I get that canceled, I'm going to send you over to the fraud department so they can assist you with those charges, okay, because we do take fraud very seriously.
Okay.
Okay, so just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get you completely canceled out, and I'm going to send you over to the fraud department now.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.